Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and today we're diving into a really fascinating piece of academic work, one that explores, well, the body in ways that, honestly, I don't think enough people have seriously considered. We're looking at a paper by Ruku Iansson, the focus, something called the Te Putamu Aura Framework, specifically the dimension called Tinana Autophagy, metabolizing body as archive, body as integration. That's quite a mouthful, right? But stick with me, I'll do my best to break it down, and as always, I'm here to present this research neutrally, not endorsing, not critiquing, just aiming to bring you some interesting insights to think about. So, the heart of this paper is a pretty unique question. The core idea is, how does the body serve as both an archive and a site of integration, especially when it comes to storing, processing, and releasing the stuff we carry from our families, our spiritual lives, our identities, our emotions? Why is this meaningful? Well, it's significant because so much of what we go through in life, intergenerational trauma, yes, but also spiritual disconnection, identity struggle, emotional overload, all of that isn't, according to Iansson, just held in the mind or the spirit. Instead, it's held mechanically and physically in the body itself. Kind of wild to consider. If you've ever gotten a tension headache after a tough week or felt your posture change in response to nerves, you've probably felt a little bit of what this paper is exploring, even if you didn't have a name for it. Let's dig a bit into what Iansson and this framework actually do. So this paper is the last part of a 5-month clinical program called Te Putamu Aura. The idea is that there are 5 major dimensions of well-being: relational, spiritual, identity, mental, emotional, and last, and I guess most grounding, physical or Tinana. Each gets its own month in the sequence, but the clincher is that according to Murray worldview, and also apparently clinical practice, it all needs to culminate physically in the body. It's like the grand finale. Iansson argues that the body, Tinana, isn't just one wall of the house. It's the place where all the other dimensions get stored, expressed, and if things go well, transformed or let go. It's based on a Maori wellness model that's holistic, not siloed. So every relational drama, every spiritual wound, every bit of emotional overload, every identity stress, all of it gets stored in the body as tension, posture, even your breathing patterns. The goal? Not just to recognize these patterns, but to actively clear them. The approach combines fasting, somatic practices, creative expression, and syncing with a Maori lunar calendar. No, seriously, fasting is a core thing here. That's where autophagy comes in. Biologically, autophagy is how our cells recycle damaged stuff. Fasting turns this process on, so you, at a cellular level, start renewing. Now, this is layered, but try to imagine your body as a living archive. Iansson suggests your muscles, fascia, and nerves have memories of all the things you haven't processed elsewhere. For example, relational trauma, chronic tension, hypervigilance, a nervous system that's always on alert, spiritual wounds, restriction in your breath, heaviness in the chest, years of forced identity adjustment, poor posture, shrinking presence, unprocessed emotion, grief in the throat, anger in the shoulder. The theory here is that by addressing these patterns somatically, not just talking through them, you can clear out stuff that maybe therapy or spiritual work didn't reach. So what does that mean for you? Well, if you've ever felt like you just carry things physically, there may be more to that feeling than meets the eye. There's a really interesting bit in the paper where creative practice is described as the channel for everything you've metabolized. After 5 months of work, the body's testimony comes out through creative acts. It's not just metaphor or performance. The trauma gets a new story. Old wounds find new meaning. Huh. Actually, this makes me wonder if we could apply this outside of clinical settings. I mean, who hasn't finished something difficult and wanted to, I don't know, dance or draw or just move? Okay, that was a bit of a random thought. Maybe it's just me. But anyway, in case you're thinking this is all happy ending stuff, the paper does point out that there are big barriers, inherited traumas, disconnection from your body, years of physical stress from emotional load, even treating symptoms without going deeper. And just a quick note, because I'm presenting this all neutrally, none of this, like, proves that every pain or illness is emotional or spiritual in origin. What it does do is open a way for thinking about your physical experience as more than just biology, maybe as a meeting point for all parts of your life. So bottom line, if you're listening and thinking, wow, I really do hold on to things physically, and I've never thought about looking at my body as an archive, this paper invites you to reflect on that. It doesn't claim the body has the last word on your story. Instead, it's giving you an angle, a tool, to see how integration and healing might actually be a full-bodied experience, not just something that happens in your head or heart. I hope you've enjoyed this glimpse into Ruku Iansson's work. As always, academic research gives us perspectives. It doesn't hand us absolute truth. There's more to learn, and you get to decide what rings true for you. Thanks for joining me here on In Depth with Academia. Until next time, take care of your minds, your spirits, and yeah, maybe give your body a little more credit too.